Always consult your own physician, pharmacist, or healthcare professional for your own healthcare concerns.
Bringing you a passion for health and wellness, Dr. Omar Uliwa is here to answer your pharmaceutical questions. Now, let's go in the pharmacy with Earl Ingram and Dr. Omar.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes.
Welcome back to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar the Pharmacist on what's going on with Earl Ingram. Good morning to you, Dr. Omar. How you doing, my friend?
Good morning, Earl. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. We are entering into what they call the dog days of summer. I don't know where they got that from because, you know, I don't think there are any dog days in the summer.
I would agree with you.
All right. All right. So, Dr. Omar, let's always, for those who don't know, you just constantly bring up matters that really are so important to the average person who only knows what we hear from our professionals, be they doctors or pharmacists. The doctor, we go to the doctor looks at us, he prescribes some medications to address whatever issues there are that we're faced with. The pharmacist then dispenses the medication that the doctor prescribed, and we think all is right with the world. We've done our due diligence, we think, to do what is in the best interest of ourselves and our bodies. And yet you come up with these topics that make us pause and say, hey, wait a minute. What's happening? Today is no different. The subject matter that we're talking about is medications that we're taking that may cause harm in the long run.
Yeah. So, Earl, I think most of the listeners to the podcast are committed to their health. Trying to exercise, eat well, and faithfully taking the prescribed medications. Yet, despite your best efforts, your energy wanes, your focus blurs, and a quiet fatigue sets in. What if the culprits aren't just age or stress, but the very drugs designed to heal you? Today, we dive into the underreported crisis of drug-induced nutrition depletion, the silent sabotage affecting millions, often overlooked even by seasoned clinicians. Drawing from the latest research, we will explore the science, stats, and actionable strategies to reclaim what I would call the vitality. Because there's like kind of science behind this problem. And I'm going to give an example just to make sure that our listeners understand what we were talking about. If you have acid reflux and you take what we call proton pump inhibitor, PPI, like omeprazole, pantoprazole, Acifex, esomeprazole, Nexium, these medications are important for acid reflux and ulcers. And some patients have Barrett's esophagus, a precancerous condition that makes them need to take it every single day of their lives. With over 15 million Americans relying on these medications annually, and I mean it, relying that they fill the prescription 12 times in the year, 365 days they take the medications every single day, and some patients take them twice a day. They carry hidden risks. The FDA has issued warning that prolonged PPI therapy can lead to hypomagnesemia or low magnesium, with cases reported often just in 3 months. So most of the cases emerge after 1 year, requiring discontinuation sometimes to normalize the level of magnesium. And why does this matter? It matters because magnesium powers over 300 enzymatic functions in the body, from energy production to nerve function, and deficiencies manifest as muscle tremors, irregular heart rhythm, chronic fatigue, and cognitive fog, symptoms that mimic other conditions, perpetuating a cycle of misdiagnosis. And you know what is the challenge, Earl? The challenge is, like, you go fill the prescription and the technician or the pharmacist tell you very quickly, do you have any question about your medications? And you see the look in the eyes, don't ask questions.
Right.
If you ask, you die. Don't ask questions. I have so many patients, I have to run back. Please don't. So we're nice. We know, we see the fact. I'm going to use ChatGPT. He's going to answer my question. Thank you. Thank you, pharmacist. I don't have questions. 10 years later, I come back for another problem because of this first medication. So we can just take magnesium. Taking magnesium, we can take it in the food, but we don't get enough in the food. If we take simple supplements with magnesium, that will help us. But then the other question, what form of magnesium? Do I just pick something from the shelf? So it gets to be overwhelming. But if you forfeit the right to ask about your medication, you are going to train the pharmacist not to use their creative muscles to help you. We're not going to tell you about the side effects of the drug. We're not going to tell you about the drug-induced nutrition depletion. We're not going to tell you about which supplement is going to help to increase this magnesium level that you need for your nerves, for your heart, for your bones. And that is important, Earl, because I take the medication to get better, to get healthier, and not to get a side effect that will make me stop taking the medication.
Dr. Omar, I will say to you that there's so many different questions I would ask you as it relates to this. The FDA approves a medication. And so clearly they've done some research before they approve a medication. But they haven't done long-term research before they approve a medication, because it would take so long for these medications that short-term can make a difference in the health of said patient, but long-term may cause more involved side effects. Is it safe to say that that's what's taking place?
What is happening with medications in general, with the FDA approval process, is that when they approve a medication and you're the first person to try it, that is not the best thing in the world. The FDA approves it, you need it to be in the market for at least 7 years to say that it is safe, to see enough aftermarket research to understand the side effect profile of the drug. But we're talking about medications that have been in the market for more than 10 years, that we know most of the side effects to these medications, but unfortunately, we need to take them. For example, as I tell you, there is a condition called Barrett's esophagus. If the patient is described by it, the way that the esophagus is contracting and pushing the acid up in the through the esophagus make the patient need to take this proton pump inhibitor every day. So yes, it's a medication that is needed for quality of life, for health, but the FDA says that this medication has a side effect 1, 2, 3, and the challenge is, like, we're not following, we're not doing what we have to do, just because of lack of knowledge, or because when you get the information, it's casually, like, you might need to take magnesium. When people come to Wiltopia and they pick up the PPIs from Omar Elewa, I tell them, you need to take magnesium. This is a brand. Patient tells me, but this is expensive. My insurance doesn't pay for it. I choose another brand. And I tell them, you need this because you have been taking this for 1 or 2 years. and now I am worried about your magnesium levels. How about next time you go for your lab work, you check your magnesium levels, and let's go from there. So we have a discussion because I want the patient to understand that this is their health. They are the king of their health. It's not me. I can only give advice in the best way possible if I have time to give it to you. And then it's your responsibility to follow through and try to fight for your right to get this lab work, to get this better magnesium. And unfortunately, your insurance is not paying for it. So what do we do now? I mean, this is the challenge. Do I pay for this expensive latte, or do I invest more money into my health? So it's not just one question. It's kind of a state of mind and a plan for living healthier and taking things that are going to support our bodies to just be productive every day of our lives.
You know, Dr. Omar, we hear that exercise is the magic elixir. I'm not saying that it's not, and that we don't need to exercise, but there's a belief that all is going to be right if we just keep exercising, exercising. And if we don't do these other steps or these other things, as you stated, diet and supplements and those kind of things, exercise alone is not the magic elixir, is it?
Actually, this is a great topic. Exercise supports all health facets. It supports the bones, the muscles, the brain, the heart, the blood pressure. So, exercising every day, 30 minutes, let's say if we walking 2 days a week, heavy lifting 2 days a week, and then the rest of it is just kind of light exercise. And this is supports the body. But let me give you an example. I am exercising and I am starting. The doctor looked at my lipid profile and he found that I have LDL above 130 or 140. The doctor puts me on a statin drug, rosuvastatin, atorvastatin, simvastatin. Millions of patients are taking these medications. I go to exercise after a few days and I realize I have muscle pain. I cannot lift weights. I have brain fog. I have low energy level. And this is because it's a known fact on the pamphlet of the statin drug that it deprives the body from CoQ10, a cofactor important for the production of energy inside the cells. So what do I have to do here? First, I want to make sure that the doctor prescribed for me the best statin out there. And it's also cheap. Most of insurances pay for it. It's called rosuvastatin, Crestor. And if it doesn't work, if I have a problem taking it, doctor would prescribe something else. So first, I want to take the best statin. But second, I want to take CoQ10, which helps with the production of energy inside the cells. So the CoQ10 is a supplement that helps to mitigate the side effect of low energy because I need to lower the cholesterol levels because it can cause life-threatening heart conditions. We need to take care of that. And many people need to take the medications. Not all of us can handle taking red yeast rice 3 capsules a day or can invest in my supplements that can be kind of in place of the statins or in place of other medications. We want to take the drug. We want to take the correct supplement. We want to find the balance. But I want you to take the bare minimum of what makes you productive. So now I am want to go back to the gym. I'm taking a statin. I have problems in my muscles. What's the first thing to think about is something like CoQ10. Ask your doctor to check with them, but CoQ10 will support your blood pressure profile, your anti-aging plan. The challenge come to be what kind of CoQ10 can I take? And that's when we can go back and call at the pharmacy and ask, what can I take to help with this? So it's safe to say when you pick up a new drug, ask, like, do I need to take any vitamins or supplements with this medication? Because we're going to realize that more than, I would say, safe to say, more than 75, 80% of the drugs that we're taking on a daily basis are depriving our bodies from something that happens, and that's hence what we call side effects. And the challenge early that happens is that the drug companies, when they push for a new drug, they focus so much into making people take the medication. When the doctor prescribes a new medication because they see something in your labs or on your symptoms, they want you to take the medication. When you come pick up the prescription from the pharmacy, we don't want to discourage you from taking the medication because we understand that it's going to work if you take it every day. So to work, sometimes we fail to tell you your rights into knowing what are the side effects, what are the other things that you need to do to handle your drug. And the only way we can work this out is to start from the patient with asking questions, finding answers, and we have abundance of sources of information now. And I have no problem with patients starting with ChatGPT and then just confirming the information that they find. These are places that can give easy information. We just ask the general public to make sure that this information is accurate and correct. And that's why we talk to experts now, and I ask experts in different fields, with the abundance of the artificial intelligence, is your work affected? And the experts are saying, we see smarter questions coming our way. And that's what we want to do with this abundance of sources of information early, you know?
So let me, Dr. Omar, this is always such an important conversation and dialogue with you, because I always look at myself and my life. And so prior to meeting you, I have been on a statin drug for at least 14 years. It was prescribed. And I kept taking a statin drug because who am I to tell the doctor? I don't know anything about statins other than they prescribed it, and I kept taking it. And prior to meeting you, I didn't know anything about CoQ10. The first thing you said to me, and I'll never forget it, when we first had our first conversation, is you told me right away you need CoQ10 without having thought about anything. And I began taking CoQ10, however it's pronounced. And I will tell you, life-changing. My energy, I didn't realize I was attributing my lack of energy to my aging. Never having known anything about CoQ10, but that's just one part of the discussion. Here recently, struggling with nerves in my fingertips and in my shoulder and my elbow, and not knowing what were tingling, what those things were, and going to the doctor and to address the tingling in my hand and in my fingers, and the doctor couldn't tell me what those things were. You prescribed at vitamin B, and now that's gone. So what I'm saying to you, Dr. Omar, is what you are saying is 100% correct. We don't know. Had I not run across Dr. Omar and Welltopia and MEC1 in Thiensville, I would not be taking the CoQ10, and I would still be experiencing what I was experiencing. I don't think the doctors do any of those things intentionally. And I don't know if they were, you know, projecting that I'd be taking the statin for the rest of my life. But if we don't know that it is this medication that is helping to cause what it is you're talking about, how are we to know?
That's a very strong point that you're mentioning, Earl. I'm glad that I could identify something with looking at your medications that you were taking. But when we met, you also mentioned that you're active, you exercise, you always want to go to the gym, but the low energy is kind of key for you not being able sometimes to go to the gym. So we can easily identify these kind of issues because in the pharmacist community, we've been talking about this challenge of medications and vitamins for a long time. So it is easy to identify these issues to clinicians, but what is not easy is we don't have enough time to spend with patients. We're spending more time talking to computers and solving insurance issues and making sure that we're dispensing the correct medications. Unfortunately, this is taking our time from the main function that we have to do, which is making sure that the patient understand what they are taking. But let's say that these are basic information present on the pamphlets of the drugs. The CoQ10 depletion with the statin is very one of the most documented effects of the drug. Muscle pain, weakness, cramps, fatigue, cardiomyopathy risk, which is a weakness of the muscle of the heart, especially in CHF patients, heart failure patients, brain fog and cognition changes. All of this can increase, can be better with the CoQ10. And I highly recommend the form that is called ubiquinol, because it is ubiquinol and ubiquinone, Nonne. And one of the best forms that we have is called CoQ10 at Wiltopia. And that form is merging between two forms that create the best of getting you the CoQ10 from outside of the body and supports the body to produce its own CoQ10 as well. So that is kind of something that is basic, and I think the patient has the right to take the medication and also get the right advice. But to be honest with you, in order for me to make the idea more clearer to the patient, I tell them you need to take CoQ10. This is the brand. You take it for 2 months supply. This is a price. Take it with food. So I present the case in front of the patient, and I let them take the decision. When it come to the fact that you were complaining from your muscle, from your nerve pain and the tingling, the first thing I think about is you are low on B vitamins. Because if you're low on B vitamins have more than 300 enzymatic functions in the body, but energy level and the neuropathy and pain in the extremities, that can be linked to the B vitamins. And you can actually take too much of B vitamins, but because I know your vitamins and I found you're not taking any B vitamins, it was easier for me to give you a good over-the-counter B vitamins because I know that it's not going to be a very high dose. And at the same time, I told you we're going to talk to the doctor to make sure that they know this. And at the same time, we're not going to wait until the labs come back about the B vitamins. We can always request it, but it's not mandatory to have it to take the B vitamins. So these are easy solutions that the neighboring pharmacist, the pharmacists who we know by name, we can always call them and ask them, can we do this? Can we do that? The little complaints, less than 5 minutes, that we can get a good advice from a clinician. This is actually what we are lacking now in the field of medicine. And we want to see more of this. And I think I have a lot of friends now in Walgreens and CVS and Walmart. And we have these discussions, and I think in their meetings with their superiors, they have these discussions as well. And we hope to see more of talking about the side effects and having a realistic discussion about what we can do, what we need not to do, and what can we take in order to mitigate any of the challenges that we're having with taking those important drugs that we take to support our bodies. To give you another example that is very, very strong is metformin. It's a wonderful drug. Actually, patients who take metformin for type 2 diabetes and they take care of what they eat, they live longer and healthier than other people without type 2 diabetes that do not take metformin. So it's a wonderful drug. It's being studied as an anti-aging drug because it supports the mitochondria and it supports our health and the anti-aging span of the cells. but metformin is affecting the environment inside the gut. We need to be taking probiotics, and we also need to be taking vitamin B12. So we are getting older. We're not getting younger any day of our lives. And also, we are needing medications to help our blood pressure, cholesterol, XYZ. You take one extra pill than usual. If there is thesis, an idea behind it, explore it and live healthy. We just want to live healthy.
You know, Dr. Omar, I would say to those in the listening audience that if we don't get any other point across in these podcasts with In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, if we don't get any other message across, you need to find a pharmacist that you can build a relationship with and be able to have a conversation with him or her. And Dr. Omar, that is really at the root of what I call a great relationship with you. And my relationship with you is better than my relationship with my doctors. And so, if nothing else, I want people to understand that, Dr. Omar, and maybe there are less and less private pharmacies, and not many more on the horizon, I would assume, because of the behemoths that are able to do things on a much broader scale. Would you say that? I mean, you talked about your friends that are in these corporate pharmacies, but they're kind of on the assembly line. Do they really have the time to do what a mom and pop shop like yours does?
They don't, and the assembly lines and the department stores are kind of putting a lot of pressure on the pharmacists, and we understand that the payers are not paying enough to the investors in these pharmacies to invest more in pharmacist hours and technician hours. Because first thing that they do in a store when the numbers go down is that they start taking technician hours away. So you see the pharmacist unpacking medications, putting them on the shelf.
Yes.
Because no one else is doing that. And this is kind of crazy, just to get someone with all of this kind of education that you give them, and they don't have time to just talk to patients or verify prescriptions, and then you have them do kind of basic work because you don't want to give them hours of technicians to do that. So it's a very complex challenges that we have, and that is why we want to give the word out and to start the pressure from all the points that we can do pressure on the system so they listen to us and they see what we need to do. We have a monster called Prescription Benefit Manager, PBMs, that control the relationship between the patient, the insurance company, the doctor, and the pharmacist. These Prescription Benefit Manager play God in our field. They determine what medication the patient takes, what price we will pay for the pharmacy, and what money we will take from the patient. And they undercut the payments to the doctor, to the pharmacist, to the pharmacy, to the system. And if they are making billions of dollars, and we had a promise from the president that he's going to address this matter, and we hope that this is going to happen soon. There is movement in the Congress, there is things, but the challenge is, where is the money? It's with the drug companies, it's with the PBMs, it's with the people that do not have the say in their health. And that's why our voice is the only thing that we have, and our rights as Americans who want to live healthy, happy, and we don't want to be spending all of that money and getting that kind of nothing. Like, our health spans compared to other nations and other countries with the same amount of spending, there's no comparison, and it is a problem, and we want to be optimistic, and that's why we're going to always pinpoint part of the equation and try to see what can I do as a patient, as a pharmacist, as someone listening, to support myself and support my community, to ask for my rights, to get this, get that. And we go from there because we want to wake up every day with a purpose, you know?
You know, Dr. Omar, I don't know of, and maybe it exists somewhere, but I don't know of any other conversation that's being had on the magnitude of the discussions that you and I have on these podcasts now, because we've got a government, and so the taxpayers are the ones
with who, Lucid Agile.
The taxpayers are the ones who clearly put money into the government to make it operational. It's the taxpayers who put money into many of the research, much of the research that goes into developing the medications, and yet in the end, the taxpayers are getting the short end of this. And so we ourselves, I don't know, Dr. Omar, short of putting pressure on our elected officials in Congress and the Senate, can change. We're fighting behemoths. In order to even be able to bring any kind of pressure, first people need to hear the information that you give to us on a weekly basis.
We need to understand what we have in our plates. One of the common complaints that I have from patients about the supplements that I will give them, when after I give them the lecture of how important is it to take this or that supplement, is use my insurance to pay for it. Patients are naive. I tell them I can't use insurance to pay for it. One of the patients told me once, why? Is I have insurance. I should have coverage expenses for my health benefits. So I tell the patient, you can use your HSA card or FSA card, but unfortunately, insurance doesn't cover vitamins. And some insurances are actually giving an allowance or a certain amount of money that they can pay for their supplements. And we like this kind of movement. It's much better to think about this. But in the bigger scheme of things, like, I want to tell you that 2 years ago, I was we went to visit the Congress to advocate for compounding and safe compounding, which is custom creation of medications. And it was not easy to explain what we do to the government officials. So it was kind of very interesting that you were trying to explain to kind of 25 years old kind of representatives for the government officials what we're trying to do. And many of them were very receptive and understanding and listening. But, you know, it's just this kind of communication needs lobbying. And we don't have enough people to leave their pharmacies and go for lobbying. And even the big chains of drug suppliers that we are with, no one wants to invest because you're talking about so much power to stand against that. You need very strong leadership that just fear nobody but God. And I hope that we have this in our leadership. When can this happen? I am just, it's a question that needs a lot of answers.
You know, Dr. Omar, I always like to be honest and upfront with our listening audience. I take 6 supplements, and prior to you, I was taking what I thought was the top multivitamin that I saw on television, right? And so I'm taking this multivitamin, and it says it's got everything in it, and I'm thinking that I'm doing the right thing. And yet my body is, as somebody who is very athletic and very involved as a young man, I was finding myself not having the energy levels. Met Dr. Omar started taking 6 different supplements. Are they expensive? Hey, Dr. Omar, yes. I'm investing more in the supplements than I did in this one supposed multivitamin that I saw on television. But am I feeling 100% better than I was before I started taking the supplements? Absolutely. Do I feel strength back in my body? Absolutely. Is there stamina in my body as I've now reached the age of 71? Absolutely. And so if there's no other message that we can get to this listening audience, Dr. Omar, it is invest. If you're going to invest in your car, right, you got a fine car. You're not going to put the cheapest gas in it. You're not going to put the cheapest oil in it. You're going to put the best in it because you made this investment in that vehicle. Well, it's the same thing with your body, right? I mean, you've got to, whatever that investment is, if it prolongs in a healthier you throughout your life, man, whatever that costs, it's worth it. I don't get up in the morning with aches and pains as a 71-year-old guy. I walk 10 miles and don't feel tired after I'm done. And people, I was at an event yesterday and a guy ran up to me, a couple guys ran up to me and said, "Mr. Ingram, you look great." They knew me as a guy in his 40s. When I told them I'm in my 70s, they looked at me in disbelief. But that's many different things, Dr. Omar. But without question, those supplements and the quality of the supplements that you provide me and provide to anybody have made the difference in my life.
Thank you. Thank you, Earl. It's a privilege to me, and I really want to use this as an example to tell our patients these supplements that you take is not going to cost you more than what it costs you to take like a latte every day. So you invest in your good drink, invest in your inner beauty and inner health, right?
Yes. You, why would you bring the latte to the table? People don't want to hear that.
Yeah, we wanted to take the latte and think of it this way. Like I have women that come in the pharmacy and they buy very expensive creams and topical formulations. So we invest, but we just need to always invest smartly. So it's the same concept, you know.
You know, we began this conversation and we were talking about what happens when you take these medications and you've been taking them and their side effects. And I'll tell you, honestly, when I get a new drug, a prescription from the doctor, and the pharmacist gives me this encyclopedia, you know, that tells you side effects, for the most part, we as human beings, we put that aside. I don't think many of us, because we don't understand most of the language that's in it anyway. So how do we begin, Dr. Omar? You know, we're reading about all, if all the side effects that we see when you're watching these commercials about new medications that are on the market, and they tell you about the great stuff, but then at the end of it, they tell you about all these other things that may cause death and may cause heart attacks and may cause this and may cause that. You say, well, why am I taking the risk with that drug?
Yes, exactly. And this is a double-edged sword. Like, we want you to take the medication. We want you to learn about the medication. But we want to be realistic of what the plan that we have to do. When you take a new medication to the patient, it's a life-changing situation. I move from 0 drugs to 1 drug. I move from 1 drug to 2 drugs. So some patients get depressed with the fact that they're starting to take medications. But think of yourselves as the same way that you think of yourself in retirement. your cells became seniors and they need help, but you became wise, you became strong, you learned from your life, but now you're moving to the next stage of your life that needs you to still be strong, and it's okay to ask and need more help. It's okay to take those pills and capsules and liquids and things to keep you going and help you as a source of inspiration to the generations and the people that the small circle and the large circle and the larger circle that need you. Earl, I remember my grandfather and grandmother and the role that they played in my upbringing since I was young until the last day of their lives, and the last couple of years were the most important. That's the what I learned, that life is every minute counts, and we have to listen to our bodies and be realistic.
You know, Dr. Omar, it's not even just our own individual selves, but our loved ones. You know, if you're a much younger person and you're listening to this podcast and you've got a mother and grandmother, father and grandfather, uncle, whomever, who you cherish, you need to kind of be an advocate for them as well. So, is it safe to say that, Dr. Omar?
For sure, it is safe to say that we want to advocate for our health to all members in the community. So we put the word out and we ask everyone to deliver it.
You know, Dr. Omar, I will, as we get ready to kind of wrap this up for today, what do you want to say to people who can't find a Dr. Omar? They don't have a Welltopia next to them, and they live in rural areas, and they live in areas where there's no way you guys deliver, but you're not going to deliver in, you know, Horicon. How can people get in touch with you? What is the process?
Patients can always call us at 262-429-9429 or go to willtopiarx.com and schedule a consult, and I'm more than happy to help.
Dr. Omar, we're going to leave it there for now. Look forward to talking to you again in a week.
Great, Earl. Great to talk to you, and looking forward to talking to you soon.
All right.